previously on 450 First Aid.
Y'all come back now, you
hear? What do you want?
Oh my. Do your post, your recruiting post. Do it in Arnold's voice.
Tired of not being able to experience in-game content because your playtime is not prime time. Late Night Guild Insomniacs now recruiting level 80s. Any class other than Warlocks and DKs. Please send out to myself or Mistopheles.
Oh my god.
I dare you.
Are you recording?
No.
Why would I do it? I'm just...
Good.
I'll kill you.
Just say when you're ready.
I'm not ready. I'm dueling a holy cow. Come on. What's his name?
Hey, Matt, that doesn't back up the story that you told me you go on dates.
Dude, I never said I go on dates.
Well, now it came out.
Zing.
I hate this fucking instance. Hate it.
I will seriously guarantee I'm back before Navro.
Ugh.
Probably, I haven't left yet.
I think I got you on this one, though. Number 7. How many different servers are there for World of Warcraft, not including TR servers and the private servers?
Okay, that is not cool. I have no idea. That has nothing to do with WoW story or WoW anything.
But it does have to do with WoW.
It has to do with WoW on a technical side. How am I supposed to know how many Blizzard employees there are? I don't know.
This is not...
You could take a guess, though, man.
Yeah, go ahead. Take a guess. How many?
I'm going to guess like 260. I don't know.
That was close.
Unfortunately, you are not the closest without going over. Sorry. It's 241 dude. Different servers that you...
Oh, man. That was a good guess, though.
That was
Look
not a
that.
Bad guess. I would have been shocked.
Okay. First question, then. Stump Navris. All right, Nav. How many servers are there in World of Warcraft?
There's 240.
Nope. 241.
Line up, you f***ing nerds. Who wants a shot at the champ?
Welcome to the 3G Podcast, Geeks, Guns, and Great Swords. I'm your host, Anthony.
I'm your host, Chris.
And we are back, peoples.
We're back, we're here, and we're going to geek out all over your face.
That's right, we're still going to discuss news and views from the Blues, and amongst other stuff.
I like it.
We took a little break from WoW, we've been playing other video games, we still love to cover WoW, but we're going to cover other games too.
God forbid we play something else.
Well, I haven't been playing that much. I've been playing 2-3 nights a week, maybe more sometimes.
It's not like Blizzard pays us like that other podcast anyway.
It's funny, though, because now I have to actually judge video game time instead of just all WoW time.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, well, I have to play WoW, I have to play my 3DS, XL, by the way.
I think that's mostly because we're in the lull before an expansion.
Well, true, but you know what, though? This expansion has not appealed to me.
It wasn't my favorite. Wrath was probably my favorite.
I mean, in the beginning, maybe I did pick the wrong character, but I picked my druid, and I leveled him like a nutbag. I eventually hit a wall healing. I just couldn't heal in dungeons in the beginning. So I picked other characters, and I felt like I excelled on, like, the mage, shaman, and DK.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like I was, like, cheated out of time with that character. I feel like I shouldn't even have leveled it.
I don't know. I loved Burning Crusade, and then I really loved Wrath. This one was... I raided at the beginning, which is something I usually don't do, but I was, like, hardcore raiding Blackwing Descent and stuff, but after a while, I got a new job, and then life happened, and couldn't raid. Just kind of became casual again.
What systems have you been gaming on lately, other than playing World of Warcraft on your PC?
Well, I built this amazing PC myself, so I've been mostly on Steam, just grabbing stuff.
Nice.
Like, yeah. Borderlands, before the new one comes out.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I'm glad.
That was ridiculous.
I'm glad that's coming out.
I never gave that game a chance, but...
You know, I didn't either at the beginning.
It's a lot more fun than I thought.
Because I was actually playing Brink. I don't know if you remember that. I had that for the 360, and that was actually fun. Because not only can you, like, obviously have a jump button, like some games, first-person shooters, you don't.
I'm trying to think of what else I was playing. Oh, I did a throwback because I played the first Assassin's Creed, but none of the other ones. So I started buying, like, I bought two, and I was going to buy them all up as I played them, but then I just kind of stopped playing them.
You know, it's funny. When I first bought a used 360, before I just went out and bought a brand new one, I was trying to go in cheap, as always. I got Assassin's Creed with one of them, and I was actually playing it, and it was actually pretty cool. I just never picked it up after I got rid of it.
Yeah. The first one had a lot of, like, quality of life improvements. The second one, I mean, if I didn't say that, had quality of life, but I don't know. I just don't have the time to get into a lot more than just one game right now.
Speaking of quality of life, Chris, do you
know
quality of life changes happen to World of Warcraft?
I do know that.
Now, this patch, what, hit this week, Tuesday?
Yep.
So we're only a couple days late.
Yep.
What are you most excited about of the list of new changes?
My warlock is fun again. That's what I'm most excited about.
You know, it's funny. I just ran a raid, and somebody was actually talking about how funny it is to see a warlock now in the top 3 DPS.
It's ridiculous.
Well, we will go more into those class specifics later. How about we touch on account-wide achievements, pets, and mounts?
Okay, let's do it.
So they brought this about because of the changes of Diablo, where people actually had account-bound achievements, you know, and stuff like that. Obviously, they don't have pets and mounts. But they had account-bound achievements, and there was other achievements for completing two things, like, you know, leveling two barbarians. Now they brought that to WoW.
Sweet.
What do you think about that stuff? Have you actually encountered a moment where you're like, you know, kind of thank God I got this, because, you know, this mount's cool on this character?
As far as the achievements, I don't really care. But pets and mounts, I do care a lot, and that's amazing.
And we should also be fair and say titles.
Yeah, titles.
Yeah, you can be a level 1 Kingslayer. That's amazing.
Didn't even think about that.
Yo, my bank tunes already have Kingslayer on.
It's awesome.
You know, it's funny, I never thought about it until right now. I think I'm going to change the Alliance one. Since her name is I'm Short, I'm going to put her as the Champion of the Frozen Waste, so it's super long. I know that's kind of geeky, but who cares?
Defender of a Shattered World is good, too.
Yeah. I will say, I've been only using the mount I got out of the Vortex Pinnacle, that mount off the second boss. That thing, everybody always asks me where I get it. It's from that regular heroic. Like, you know, you can just get that from running actually a dungeon as well, I think.
Yeah. One of the drakes of the directional winds.
Yes. And also, AoE looting. That's like something coming from a different MMO. Also a long time coming, though.
I know. When we played Star Wars, that was like the coolest thing ever.
Well, Star Wars, just being in Star Wars was pretty cool.
No, that was... I loved that game, and now that it's going free-to-play, I might dabble in it again. But
if it goes free-to-play, I'm definitely playing again, because you obviously bought me the game, and I would love to play it some more.
It is going free-to-play, just not... They haven't said when.
I still have the founder title on that as well.
Yeah, and they're doing free-to-play totally different than most people do it.
Well, I'm excited we can cover that as well, since we're going to be covering other games. Was a good game, though. Was a good run.
It was. Alright, so did you know that they took away the daily quest cap?
Did they?
They did.
Dude, that's amazing. I actually might start doing all of my dailies again.
It's not even that. Like, I would do all my dailies, but then I would go back to, like, the Argent Tourney because I wanted my Hippogriff or whatever. But then I had, like, two spots left, and it would just drive me nuts. Like, why can't I do old content? And then finally they're like, okay, you can't.
Well, they kind of killed it when they came out with that Tol Barad place, because you can do, what, like 8 or 9 quests there? And then, the PvP ones also count. So if you're waiting there for the victory, it's like almost 10 quests you can complete. Pretty much cuts down how much you can actually do in a day.
Yeah, I think total there's like 12 up north and another 6 or 7 down south, so it's pretty ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. They did put a lot of content in there for people to do, so the farming there was nice, like to get your mounts and stuff like that. But after you get your mounts, all the gear is pretty much outdated, so there's really nothing else there except for mounts and another reputation.
Yep.
Although, I don't know. I feel like you're right, though. I will be going back doing content, like maybe Shattered Sun. I can actually go back, do all the quests, and run both instances and get some decent reputation.
That's the first thing I thought of doing with Shattered Sun when they said this.
Yeah. Well, what do you also think about capped mana? I thought that was pretty much out of nowhere.
Yeah, I think the problem was that, especially caster DPS classes, you get so much intellect for spell power, and all of a sudden all these spells that used to, you know, have an impact over time on how much you could do them before you had to pop Evocate or Innervate or whatever, I think just it got to the point where those classes never had to do anything or worry about mana, so it was kind of broken in theory. The mechanic was broken in theory, I guess.
I gotta say, though, it's not as bad as I thought it was gonna be. I really thought it was gonna be like that push again through Burning Crusade from Vanilla. You know, I mean, I remember that mana cap, like, draining in some of those big instances. Like, there was lots of pulls in those in the beginning. Especially, like, right when you hit, what was it, the 70 cap, and you started running that, was it Shattered Halls?
Yeah, yeah. In Vanilla, I played nothing but healers, and a hunter, but, as a healer, it was all about conserving mana and downranking your heals and all sorts of stupid crap, but, yeah, I can't relate to a, like, you probably played your mage in Vanilla, I assume.
I did, my mage, and actually, if you believe it, my paladin. My paladin's that old as well. Nice. I remember when paladins needed agility.
Yeah.
And where, and you know, I will say it right now, paladins, since I've been, that's what I've been playing a lot lately, in WoW, just because of my last gear tune, I've been noticing that they're going back to a block, you know, with your shield character again, especially warriors as well, instead of just how much you can dodge and parry. The going back to block is amazing. I mean, that's why we carry a shield.
Yeah, I loved in Burning Crusade that moment where I got block capped, and it was just like everything in the universe clicked together, and I didn't die in heroics anymore. It was just amazing.
Yeah, you gave me a really good spec when we were tanking with our paladins back then. And
Karazhan.
Yep. Oh, that place. Shade the Raidender.
Do not move when Flame Wreath is cast.
Or the raid will blow up.
Two pally tanking Karazhan was just stupid.
Well, that was back when actually using the holy moves actually made a difference because you were fighting undead. Now you can use those, well actually what, in Wrath they made it you can use those moves anywhere. Or
yeah.
Anybody, I should say.
Where's Mark of the Wild?
Oh my god. Now it's like, I hate that they made Mark of the Wild and a pally have the same buff. Like before,
yeah.
Everybody had to come to have everybody's buff, so you wanted a druid and a paladin. Now if it came down to it, you were like, I don't really care. Either or.
Yeah. Well, ideally, you want a paladin and a druid. That way you can have Mark of the Wild and then Might.
Yes, oh, that is very true. Stamina seems to be so nasty, too. When I go into a raid, I feel like my health goes up like 30k.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
Well, I will say, speaking of classes, we should go over that all classes have been updated with a new talent system. Improved abilities, spells, they're actually accessible now throughout levels 1 to 5, and your character actually learns them instead of being trained, so they will automatically pop in your spellbook, you know, as you learn them. Obviously, no-brainer, your talents have all been reset. So if you've not yet, do that.
Sorry, did you say level 5?
1 through 85.
Oh, okay. So he said they're accessible at level 5.
Yeah.
15?
Yeah. The way it, like, works, because I remember when me and Crimson were talking, or I should say Preston now, many old talents have been converted to specialization abilities. So, like, all those talents that you spec'd into now automatically come on your character's spec when you pick. Like, what was wild when I signed on my druid, I noticed that my druid now, instead of having 3 trees, actually has 4 trees. So I thought that was kind of cool. So each ability of its own, like, you know, has their own specialized talents.
Or what's that one called now? Guardian?
Yeah, Guardian for the tank, yeah.
Yeah. That's bizarre, but if any class needed it, it was druids.
Yeah. I have to say, the first thing I wanted to put on was the glyph, so I can actually turn into the gazelle thing and ride people around on my travel form. That's pretty fun.
Oh, the stag? Yeah, when I logged into my druid, I guess I already had that one because I hit cheetah form, and I was like, whoa.
Hey, Chris, you know what else I got? I got that glyph for the orca.
For the orca?
Yeah, you know, where I put it to my swim form and I look like a whale.
Druids get everything ever.
Instead of, yeah, they actually got the treant form as well. So now when I'm
healing,
like I'm a tree healer. What?
Hey. No druids this week. We got class finals for other classes.
I'm sorry.
Just quit while you're ahead.
Wait, did you say something about a more complex rotation?
We're not talking
about
it.
Oh, do we give it away? I think we gave it away.
Hey. Shh. So, we're going to start this segment called Class Finals. Where
class Finals.
Class Finals, insert bumper here. And, anyway, we're going to each pick a class to look at between now and Miss so that we can just see how Blizzard changed the classes and if we like, if we don't like, or anything in between.
That is true. We're going to be completely honest.
This week, I picked my Warlock. And in being brutally honest, I will say I've only played Affliction, but so far, Blizzard basically gave me a reason to play this game again. So,
we'll hear from somebody who doesn't know a Warlock at all, like me, I'm raising my hand even though you can't see it. Either can anybody else, by the way. But I've never played a Warlock, only to like level 26. Like, what moves have you been using again, or what abilities are being used that make you like your character now?
It was to the point where the pet, they had improved the pets, but they were still kind of clunky, and they would stop, and if you needed to move on fights, they'd always be in the wrong spot, and just, you always felt underpowered, like mages always had it on you, or really anything. Like when a boonkin's overtaking you in DPS with the same gear, you just want to delete your tune. And, I don't know, it just didn't feel right. But now it feels amazing, like a blowjob.
That's a very amazing feeling, Chris.
It is. That's what I'm saying.
You can actually run now without a pet?
Yeah, I do. For Affliction right now, one of the best talents for, I think, the 75 level talents here is Grimoire of Sacrifice, where you basically summon your pet and then instantly kill it for a massive buff. That'll work on any spec, so I'm Affliction, so it makes all my dots just go crazy.
Yeah, that's really neat.
So I feel it's weird because when you think about rolling a Warlock, you kind of roll it because you're like, yeah, I want to be nasty and I want a demon pet. But then once you're without it, you just feel even more powerful. So I can't tell, but I really, really like this class. All the talents, everything, especially just seeing soul shards. If you run past somebody in cloth and they've got three or four purple shards or green orbs above their heads, that's because they're a Warlock, and those are how you tell how many soul shards they have.
That's crazy. I feel like Warlocks got the most changes besides Rogues.
Well, also, soul shards were only used for, like, cooldown-type stuff or to do something quickly, like summon a pet instantly. And they're still used for that, but now, like, my main spell, Haunt, that also makes my dots do massive damage, is always uses a soul shard, so I can't always have it up. But randomly throughout the fight, I'll get another soul shard so I know to hit Haunt right away. Just go crazy.
That's pretty neat.
It makes it more fun. You're not just stuck in the rotation because all of a sudden something happens and it's go time. It's weird because before Haunt just was on cooldown, didn't take a soul shard. So you could always have it up and it was just always up. But now Haunt is like, for special occasions. Not even special, but if you have a soul shard left and Haunt isn't up, then you're retarded. So you immediately throw Haunt and do massive damage.
Well, I will say, since I covered mages this week, that's what I covered, was actually very, very depressed. The first thing in the patch notes says, even verbatim, it says that we've been made more interesting. And it's like, what does that even mean?
It literally said mages have been made more interesting?
Yes. If you really want it, I'll give it to you. Mages received many changes intended to flesh out rotations and make them more interesting. Quoted by Blizzard on their forums.
They didn't actually say what changed. They're just like, good luck.
Pretty much. Like, I'll tell you exactly how they changed. Rundown very quickly. they, like I said, they have the interesting touch, this expansion. So Arcane is a more complex rotation, so it's just not hitting those three buttons anymore. You actually have a couple more moves that you have to do in your cooldowns, blah, blah, blah. Fire, they actually gave more control over your moves now, so you can actually control most of the random, you know, procs and stuff like that. Frost, oh, bro, dust off that Frostbolt. That's all I'm saying. They brought Frost back as a viable spec in PvE. I have not played Frost Mage since Burning Crusade.
Curator, go.
I have to say, though, we've been referencing a lot of Burning Crusade throughout, you know, this podcast so far, and I feel like Blizzard is going back to those epic, epic, epic days of awesome raids where they were amazing to get down. Like, some of the highest bosses are there.
I've started to feel like this is the beginning of a pattern. So, like, we had Vanilla WoW, which I think is the same as Cataclysm, where they redid everything in the old world and stuff like that. And then Burning Crusade is the one that kind of, like, shook things up and made everything fun again. I feel like Mist is going to be that, whether you like pandas or not.
But not just fun, though. You have to admit, though, the raiding in Burning Crusade was a lot more mechanics, and I don't mean just, like, more on a one-boss single. Like, if you remember Mag's Lair, like, oh my god, you needed five tanks or four tanks, and everybody had to go to, like, one of those orbs and click on it and yada yada. Like, I feel like that's what some of the mechanics are going back to, especially playing...
First time you told me you were going to mage tank, I was just like, no.
What? and spell steal...
Oh, and so-and-so's going to go mind-control another ogre. What?
Yeah, exactly. Burning Crusade, amazing raids.
Yeah, it was. It was rough, but it was awesome.
Well, here, I actually handpicked a couple of new moves that mages got throughout their, you know, talent moves now. So 15, you get Ice Flows. You cast this, and you get your next two spells. You can move around and walk around. So you can actually cast now, like Shaman, Ancestral Spirit, you can actually move and cast, which I think is pretty cool. But it gets back to the mechanics where maybe we have to move around a lot in this expansion. We also get Temporal Shield, which I wanted to point out for people that like PvP as well. Temporal Shield is a 4-second shield that refunds all damage as health over 6 seconds. So that's really nice for a mage to have instead of just a blocking shield or a shield that drains your mana. They actually brought another shield in that's viable for, you know, PvP. Sweet. And, yeah, that's really cool. So now instead of just picking stuff to, like, snare and run away, you can actually, you know, use a shield. And usually a 4-second burst is pretty much all the health you need back. Well, they also brought something to, you know, the Frost talent, where they have Frost Bomb. And Frost Bomb works just like Living Bomb, and then, you know, obviously the new one for Arcane, where it's a 23k damage spell when it explodes, 5 seconds after you cast it, and it damages everybody for 12k, after it explodes, and slows them now for 70 in Frostbeck, and then, obviously, respective of other talents.
Nice, nice.
But I will say, there is three things I like about the new glyphs. Since I was talking about the glyphs earlier, where glyphs now, since we didn't really touch on them too much, are really cosmetic upgrades. Like, you get three main ones, and then you get three ones to, like, kind of play with.
Yeah, I think the minors are just personal choice, and then the majors actually have some impact.
And most of them have some great impacts, though. Like, instead of having, you know, six that do it, they make these three, you know, really powerful. I was kind of, you know, intrigued with it at first. So I was like, I don't really know what's going on.
Right.
But I will say, the three glyphs that I would say, if you're a mage, that are must-haves for me, is Glyph of Rapid Teleportation, where now I teleport 70% faster. That's just crazy.
That's what you're psyched about?
Oh, totally. Glyph of the Porcupine. And then here's one that I saw when I was running on my Paladin, which is called Illusion. And you transform into someone else for 2 minutes. So it could be somebody in, you know, like Ogamar or sitting in Stormwind. You can run up to them and just take their gear for 2 minutes. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I heard about that Rogues also got something like that, or whoever you pickpocket, you turn into them for 2 minutes.
That's really neat.
Yeah. Oh, I was also going to mention, I forgot, part of the talents... The biggest thing, not the biggest thing, but a big thing for my warlock is just I can instantly sprint at 50% speed for however long I want. That's but really the nice. Entire time I'm dying, it's literally chucking health out of me. So I feel like they're going back to warlocks actually having to use health as a resource too.
Yeah.
I love it because that's how I've always loved warlocks is not only am I managing mana, I'm managing health. And It just feels more like a DK, like with those dual resources with runic power and runes.
Well, you've specced a bunch of characters already, right?
Yeah.
So you've noticed by specking multiple tunes that you get kind of one or two moves that are kind of like, I could take it or leave it, where you'll go through some of the moves, that you know, the three moves at the choice when you get it, and you're like, this move doesn't really depend on what spec I am, and it doesn't really, I guess it's kind of personal choice as well. So I feel like instead of going like a cookie cutter spec, they're kind of like taking that off and putting it into the character, and then everything now is cosmetic over, you know, skill versus gear.
I think they give you different ways to do the same type of thing, but the way you accomplish that is your choice. So, for my first tier, there's a cooldown called Dark Regeneration. It's a 2-minute cooldown where me and my pet instantly get health and our healing received increases. Me, that's too much work. I don't want to worry about another cooldown. So, then there's Soul Leech for randomly when I do some of my spells, I just get health back. To me, that's perfect, because that's just like Siphon Life and Corruption were before.
Yeah.
Corruption doesn't really do that much anymore. But then there's also the third choice is Harvest Life, which will turn your Drain Life and make it AoE. So you just have like 12 green beams coming into your hand.
Yeah. I noticed on my DK, well, I'll wait for next week to do DKs.
Right. But I just think that for a single target fight, which is, I'm really PvE based. I kind of like PvP too.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But for PvE on a boss, the best thing I can do is be automatically healing myself and be taking some relief off of the healer. Or even sometimes it's doing damage while I'm moving. And I'm getting really excited because the last tier, one of them I'm not that excited about. It's more of a PvP talent. But the two I have to pick from is a 1-minute cooldown that I can just cast while I'm moving for 6 seconds, so it's kind of like Spirit Walker's Grace for shamans. And but if it's not on cooldown and I haven't used it yet, I can still cast while moving, but each time I do, it increases my cast time and lowers my movement speed for so long, so I have to like think about when I'm doing it.
That's kind of neat. That's a cool aspect. See, they, you then, know what they brought to mages? They actually brought us more crowd control from like the Frost spec into any other specs that you want them to be. So, like, the whole class can, you know, dip into these more, you know, frost, you know, stun and interrupt abilities as well.
Well, check it out. The other thing I might switch instead of the cast while moving, it's called Manoroth's Fury, and guess what it does?
What?
Increases the area of my AoE spells by 500%.
What?
Yeah, so I can just kind of, like, be in Orgrimmar and Reign of Fire and Stormwind.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Those are instanced differently.
Lols.
Anyway, yeah, I'm really excited, and I probably didn't talk much about everything that changed with the Warlock, but one of the coolest things, like if you're Demonology, you can get Grimoire of Supremacy, which upgrades all of your demons to new models, and they hit harder, 20% harder. So that's fun. If I do PvP, I'm going to be looking into Blood Fear, which just changes my fear into an instant fear, but it costs 10% of my health.
We should do some PvP with the Mage and Warlock. I mean, that'd be fun to do two Cloth classes in PvP.
Cloth classes, you mean?
Classes.
Didn't you say that they changed PvP?
Yeah, they did.
I thought you said you could just kind of jump in with no gear now and not get raped.
What they're doing is they're like lowering the gear score of PvP. So, like, the gear score that you'll have by entering with better gear will actually allow you to do less damage. Everybody has, like, a base now of something like 35 or 40%, I don't remember exactly. But it's something where you get automatically enough PvP resilience and PvP power. And I believe they were saying spell hit and all that spell damage and all that stuff is going to be converted into PvP power, and your resilience is going to be that other stat that they were talking about.
Sweet.
Which is that PvP, not, it's not going to be called resilience.
Defense.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. PvP defense.
Sweet, sweet.
If you want, I can actually, well, you know what? We will cover some PvP next week.
Okay, we will. Set in stone now.
Oh, we are set in stone, Chris.
I just tried to fish with my staff.
How did that work?
It,
for you.
In fact, it didn't work at all. So then the first thing I did was jump in the water and then demonic teleport back up. I don't know why. I just love my warlock.
And on to this.
Hey mom, going to the bar.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Alright, so this week we covered patch 5.0.4. We covered account-wide achievements, pets, and mounts. So all that stuff transfers to all your tunes at once instead of being on a single tune.
So all the classes were updated, some way more than others, like my warlock, which I love dearly.
Oh, yeah.
And all the talents, it's not that, dump 5 points into this anymore. You basically just pick and choose what you want. Sometimes one is way better than the other for your spec, but for the most part, everything's brand new and shiny.
Yep, quest caps we also covered. For your daily quest cap have been removed, so you can do as many as you want now. You can start doing the newer ones, then go back and do some old ones. We also touched on capped mana, where now there's a mana cap.
So, we just wanted to thank you guys for listening.
That's right. We have a blast doing this, as always.
Well, put it in your mouth!
And geek on your face. Yeah, so make sure you guys listen next week.
What class are you doing for class finals next week?
I ain't telling.
I ain't? Oh. That was my answer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. What are you doing?
I ain't telling.
What? Come on.
I don't know. Probably druid.
Probably Pally.
Probably Pally.
Just kidding.
Not a new spec of Pally. He's not completely confident, but confident nonetheless.
All right, guys. Thanks again. And if you would like to contact us, you can reach us on multiple magnitudes.
Yeah, if you want to go to our website, it's 3gpodcast.com.
You can also email us any questions, comments, attachments, anything you would like at the3gpodcast@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter. You can follow us at 3gpodcast.
Yep, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/3gpodcast. And if you found us not through iTunes, be sure to go out over there, check us out, review us. Or even if you found us on iTunes, review us. And we love 5-star reviews, but we like anything constructive.
Any constructive criticisms? We will read some stuff if they're funny and stuff, but we just, you know, thanks for support and thanks for listening.
Now I have to go fish up Old Iron Jaw and Iron Forge. Try not to die.
Thanks for listening.
Wrap it up!
And cut.
And now the outtakes. Death Knights with Flippy Floppies.
We should start the next episode with previously in your mouth.
And welcome to another episode of me fucking up again.
Yeah, and I'll have said during the day, I'm like, you know, I'm really scared to just be on Skype. We should do this on vent because you're probably recording. He's like, no.
I'm not.
A year later, hey, no. Dude, I've been recording for 3.5 hours.
It was only 1 hour and 45.
Solid. Yeah, all right, well, I'm leaving. I've got to go get this food.
Yeah, you would.
Are we done? Dude, are we done? I gotta go.
No, we're not done yet. We have one more topic.
Oh my god. You guys can just discuss it without me.
We'll just insert Ozzy's there.